Get ready for a journey into the heart of Bridgeport politics with In Absentia, a new podcast from Connecticut Public's investigative team, The Accountability Project. Learn about the city's past and present political dysfunction and the systems that enable it. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts.
Funding provided by Gregory Melville and Susan Fox and Kathleen Bromage.
Hi, everyone. This is Robin Doyon Aiken, producer of the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze. What you're about to hear is one of Faith's favorite fund drive shows from the archive. This gift is still available with your pledge, so if you haven't ordered your copy, fix that and support our show during this hour. If you have the book already, you can still support us. Go to foodschmooze.org and click the red donate button on the right. Thank you so much.
I'm Faith Middleton. Oh, I can't wait for this one. It is great to have you joining this special edition, the party on the Food Schmooze here on WNPR in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. My excellent food buddy is here, Chris Prosperi of Metro Beast Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut. Tell your friends, no matter where they live, they can listen to the Food Schmooze from anywhere in the world, as many people do, at WNPR.org. Why am I saying I cannot wait for this one? In Italy, people have pasta all the time. It's one course among many. And you can do the same or have pasta more often because the grown children of Lydia Bastianich, who know a thing or two about pasta, have written this brand new cookbook I adore. It is called Healthy Pasta. All of the 100 recipes in this book, created by sister and brother Tanya and Joe Bastianich, are 500 calories or less. There's a homemade gluten-free pasta to make that I defy you. They serve this at some of the Bastianich restaurants, and we defy you, as they do, to have anybody say, is this the gluten-free one or not? This book uses interesting grains, tips on lessening fat and calories in sauces. So we're going to tell you about the gluten-free homemade version, penne with asparagus and goat cheese, linguine with caramelized onions and bacon, spaghettini with raw tomato and garlic sauce, spaghetti with turkey meatballs. What a collection this is. And as we dance through these recipes, we are grateful to our guests and the Bastianich family for making early copies of this new book available to us at WNPR, which allows us to send this book during this hour to your door as thanks for supporting WNPR and the Food Schmooze party. Chris, this is going to be fun. And I want to start with you, Chris, before we go to Joe and Tanya. I asked you, please make this one because this is so fantastic. Fantastic. Linguine with caramelized onions, bacon, and olives. People, we just ate this. It is fantastic. And I'm telling you, it is 460 calories. It's phenomenal. And I think, how can you just tell me?
Wait, healthy pasta and bacon. I love them.
Yes, right. We love them. Okay, so very quickly, a touch of olive oil, center cut bacon, that's a secret, onions, balsamic vinegar, fresh thyme, tomato paste, some olives, white wine, just a splash, linguine, parsley, and grana padano, one of my favorite cheeses. Okay.
Very simple. You start a big pot of water to get your pasta going, and then a large skillet. In that large skillet, you add the bacon with a little bit of olive oil. You cook the bacon until it gets nice and crispy. You remove it and put it on a plate with paper towel sort of to blot out the excess fat. And then you, by eye, measure how much is in the pan left. You want to have about 3 tablespoons in there to start your onions. And you use a good amount of onions in it. And then after you add the onions, you get them you start getting them nice and caramelized. Once they get caramelized with just a teeny bit of balsamic vinegar, and I love that tip because it helps it caramelize and it also adds that little acidity. Then you sort of push that aside, and this is the part that I really love. You take a couple tablespoons of tomato paste and some fresh thyme, and you get that in the pan, and you sort of cook that in the pan, on the bottom of the pan, and get it nice and caramelized.
It's dark.
Yeah, you get it darkened, and that adds this richness in flavor and really is like the base note in this pasta.
And then in goes the onions and the olives and the white wine.
White wine, you reduce that to a syrup. You add a little bit of the pasta liquid, right? Mm-hmm. So you, as your pasta's cooking, you take out a, you know, a ladle full and put it in there. Then you toss in your fresh pasta, and then the bacon goes on top. And
a little cheese on the top.
How much? 490 calories.
So all of us ate, and it was so, so good. So
and
I want to say, very satisfying. I want to say welcome to Joe and Tanya Bastianich. I should say Tanya Bastianich Manwali. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Faye. Thank you so much for having us.
So give me the trick on this, because you're using center cut bacon. That's one of the secrets.
Yeah, there's less fat in center cut bacon, so that's part of it. And then, you know, the little fat that remains in the pan, you don't add more olive oil. You kind of work with that, and that's really tasty. And then you make this little hot spot for the tomato paste. So you're really adding all these incredible levels of flavor, like the deep down toasted tomato paste is one level of flavor. Crunchy bacon on top is another level of flavor. And, you know, we really love using that pasta water. It's starchy. It's got its own flavor. It gives you the sauce without having to add more olive oil. And, you know, it's basically calorie-free. So you get this delicious, rich sauce, you know, using the ingredients right and the right cooking techniques. That's really all it's about.
Why did the two of you move in this direction? Joe, did this start with you?
Yeah, I started, you know, trying to lose weight and be doing a lot of extreme sports like marathons and Ironman. You know, I always ate pasta, and I started to really think about eating pasta in a more healthy way. And, you know, what I knew about cooking and ingredients kind of formulated these ways that I would cook my own pasta. The whole concept is don't deny yourself anything. The secret here is technique and timing. So technique, you remove calories and you add flavor through timing. You know, you don't want to not have bacon, butter, cream, grana padano, but you want to know when to add them so you get the greatest impact without adding all the calories. You know, don't cook with grated grana padano. Add it at the end. Add a half a teaspoon of butter to a plate of pasta at the end. And all these things enhance the flavor. And, you know, some of the techniques in this book, too, on how to sauté mirepoix, kind of move away from the conventional. But, you know, they yield the same flavor and impact without packing on all the calories.
So let's move to this one. Whole wheat spaghetti with mushroom bolognese. This is 481 calories a serving. Now, a serving, each recipe serves six people, and it's a pound of pasta. You might say to yourself, well, what do I have, like four strands of pasta in the plate? No. But when you divide a pound of the pasta, say, out of your package, let's say it's linguine, and you divide it in half, so there's enough for three people. If you're doing it for yourself, you take a third of that, and it doesn't look like much. But when you cook it and put it with the things in here, it is so satisfying. And I'm telling you, I'm someone who can eat a pound of pasta. It is so fabulous. Honestly, I cannot believe this book. It's just incredible. So
thank you.
Well, the magic of the portion control here is that your standard box of pasta is 1 pound, half a kilo, 480 grams. So divided by six is 80 grams, or basically 2 2/3 ounces of the pasta itself, which in most of these scenarios is about 50% of the calories, so generally 200 to 250 calories just in the pasta itself, which leaves you another 250 for the sauce. Now, for a lot of people, 3 ounces of pasta with sauce may not be a meal, and this is not intended to be a meal. It's intended to be part of a meal. So what I say to people, if you want to make more of a meal out of it, double the portion, and you're still way under 1,000 calories, which is, you know, by any parameter, still a very healthy way to eat. So depending on how you look at it, it's all about portion control and not denying yourself anything.
And it's also about the pasta you choose, you know, and we really stress choose a good quality pasta. For that 25 cents more a package, choose a pasta that is made with the best durum wheat, that is not enriched with a powder full of vitamins that they put into enriched pasta, but has its own high protein count, because if you cook it al dente, then, you know, you chew it slower, it takes longer for your brain to signal you're full if you're chewing longer. Once it gets to your stomach, if it's al dente and high in protein, it doesn't cause as high of an insulin spike. It takes you longer for it to absorb your digestive juices. So there's a whole theory also in the type of pasta that you're choosing. Read the box, like 7 grams of protein per serving of pasta is really good high protein.
So how do we know when we're in the supermarket, where are we supposed to get our pasta?
Well, you know, in the supermarket, if you read the side of the box, usually a durum wheat pasta, non-enriched, with a high-quality durum wheat. You know, there are different qualities of durum wheat, and you can tell that by the side of the box when you look at how many grams of proteins per serving. So anything 7 or above, you're in the right spot.
Great.
And, of course, there are very expensive pastas. You don't need to buy those. That's about the cut of the pasta, the fancy cuts, and you can use that for a special meal. But this is about your everyday farfalle, rigatoni, penne, whatever it is. Read the side of the box.
And you do make suggestions about cut with certain sauces and all that stuff. But if I have what I have, you don't mind, do you?
No. Okay. I mean, sometimes it's a little better. If you have, like, a sauce that has little peas in it, you know, you want them to hide in the nooks and crannies of the rigatoni.
I actually
You're
mind.
Killing
if
me.
You make clam sauce and put it on rigatoni, I'll come to your house. There are certain rules that are not objective. As I always say, what you think is right is not always right.
Right, shells. I could use shells. So there's a recipe in here, I have to say this, for a gluten-free pasta that from scratch. It calls for a couple cups of gluten-free flour and some xanthan gum, which is important, a couple of eggs, and then a couple of egg whites, extra virgin olive oil, and kosher salt. Tell me as we go to our first break here, because I'm going to say how to have this book sent to your door. Did you two come up with this? I mean, everybody's talking about you. You can't believe how much this is exactly like regular pasta.
Well, you know, it's such great demand out there. You can go on the internet and find all kinds of recipes to make your own gluten-free pasta, whether it's using this flour or this kind of gluten-free flour, or whether you're going to go to an amaranth flour or some different sort of ancient grain flour. This is what works for us, and we feel like this is the pasta that, you know, you have to cut it a little thicker than you would a regular rolled-out homemade pasta, but it doesn't fall apart. It's not mushy. You have to be a little more careful in the cooking time than with a store-bought durum wheat pasta, but this is really the best, and it comes from a lot of experience in our restaurants as well.
Yes, and you had to do this because so many people are discovering this high gluten sensitivity, and you're doing pasta restaurants, so it has to be good. So that's what I appreciate. I very much appreciate you sharing
that
recipe. I know. All right, stay with us, Tanya and Joe Bastianich, authors of Healthy Pasta, just out, The Sexy Skinny Smart Way to Eat Your Favorite Food. All of the 100 recipes in this book are 500 calories or under. It is astonishing. We're talking about a pasta with spinach, pine nuts, and golden raisins, a pasta with romaine and pancetta. We are talking about a pasta with white beans and onions, one with Brussels sprouts and pine nuts, penne with asparagus and goat cheese. On and on it goes. We've got lots to tell you about, and we would like to send this book to your door as thanks for supporting this show and WNPR. Here's the toll-free number. Jump in now. We have early copies of this book, 1-800-584-2788, or go online right now to WNPR.org.
That's right. You can do that right now, and we can have this book sent to you, Healthy Pasta, The Sexy, Skinny, and Smart Way to Eat Your Favorite Food, just by making a gift of $6 a month as an ongoing monthly donor here at WNPR, or make a one-time gift. But $6 a month is going to get you an amazing book that's going to help you cook great pasta that you love, that's healthy, that's flavorful. I mean, you know, a lot of people are adopting low-carb diets out there, changing the way they eat completely. That's fine, but I love pasta. I mean, I don't want to give it up. It's simple. It's satisfying. Gives you energy, and this is the way to go. This is a great book. We'd love to send it to you right now when you support WNPR and the Faith Middleton Show today. So dial us up, 1-800-584-2788, or go to WNPR.org.
During fundraising, there's no secret about this. We are seeking things that we are especially excited about because we want to continue this conversation we have going with public radio and you as our listeners and users of our online material. And during fundraising is very important because we get to keep going together. on into the future. And I'm telling you, I am knocked out by this book, knocked out. So if you want to send it to someone you care about, please do. It is $6 a month. And we're going to be telling you about this spaghetti with a raw tomato and garlic sauce, you know, with summer coming, how incredible. One with a ricotta sauce, really 500 calories and under. Yes. Is it a lot of pasta in your bowl? More than I expected, I'll tell you that. A fusilli with tomatoes, olives, and capers, so that's puttanesca style. And on it, there's a fra diavolo with shrimp. All the pastas we love, right, Chris?
Yeah, and who knows more about pasta than the Bastianich? Right?
No.
I mean, all their restaurants, their pastas are amazing.
But Tali knows a little
right?
something.
But boy, to take those home.
Seriously.
Yeah.
We just ate this one with the bacon and the. I could not believe I was having caramelized onions, bacon that had olive oil, and we put the right amount of everything, the Grana Padano cheese, which is a kind of cousin to Reggiano Parmigiano, Parmigiano Reggiano, and it was wonderful.
And
absolutely
the perfect amount.
Incredible.
It was the perfect amount.
We did put a little bit of hot
a little
hot pepper,
sauce. Oh,
little hot peppers in
that.
There. So, okay, so because that's what we do. Can't wait to send this to your door. Lee, $6 a month. Many of you now go online to WNPR.org and hit the contribution button and you're good to go. Either way, we would love to send this to you as our thank you gift.
Absolutely. 1-800-584-2788 is the number to call or go to WNPR.org. This is a hardcover book, 185 pages of amazing recipes, all 500 calories or less. It is a fantastic option for you. And it's great inspiration because we've all got sort of those pasta dishes that we go back to over and over again. But if you're looking for something new, something healthy, this is the way to go. Healthy pasta, the sexy, skinny, and smart way to eat your favorite food. And, of course, you're supporting WNPR at the same time. So do it right now. Go to the phone, 1-800-584-2788, $6 a month as an ongoing monthly donor, or go to WNPR.org, and we'd love to send this to you with our thanks.
These are not complicated tricks to use to enhance these pastas with incredible, powerful flavor. These are not crazy, you know, things that only chefs know. These are simple, simple things like cooking the tomato paste down. You'll see this as we go in this hour. Lucky for us to be with the Bastianiches, Tanya and Joe, and thanks. 1-800-584-2788.
Beans and cornbread, beans and cornbread, beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
I'll be ready, I'll be ready tomorrow night.
Beans.
I'll be ready, I'll be ready tomorrow night.
Beans.
I'm Faith Middleton with Chris Brassberry of Metro Beast Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut. And lucky us, we're with Joe Bastianich and Tanya Bastianich-Manwali, co-authors of this new book, brand new, Healthy Pasta, featuring 100 recipes that are this. This is the thing, 500 calories and under every single recipe. It's a fantastic collection. And special thanks to the Bastianich family for making early copies of this new book available to us and our supporters. Listen, you two, let's go straight to the one that is a pasta with spinach, pine nuts, and golden raisins. We're talking about a healthy serving, 476 calories. Can you say the pronunciation of this wavy pasta for me?
Mafalda.
Mafalda. Okay. Mafalda. Beautiful.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, this recipe was actually stolen from Michelangelo. So if you go through his books, his you know, his manuscripts that he was writing about, how much he was getting paid by the Pope or where he was painting his latest fresco, he also wrote about what he cooked and ate. And this is really, it's Florentine style. So a little bit, how we cook it is different, but the idea is Michelangelo's.
Wow. So love that. So skim ricotta, golden raisins, extra virgin olive oil, onion, baby spinach, some crushed red pepper flakes. You can use mofade or fettuccine, pine nuts that you toast and chop up, a little bit of orange peel or orange zest, and again, grated Grana Padano. Go ahead. Tell me about this one.
So, again, it's about the flavors. You know, that little orange zest adds that little extra kick of flavor. Skim ricotta, it's that simple. You won't notice the difference between skim ricotta and a full-fat ricotta, and yet you're saving on all the calories. The spinach gives you the extra protein, and it's just so flavorful altogether.
I see from this recipe that, like the one we just ate with the onions, the bacon, that we had the whole component that we want. We have the carbs, we have the protein, and we have the vegetables, which is terrific. I see the same thing being repeated here. It's amazing to think that I can have raisins in my pasta and pine nuts.
That's something that really works in a lot of these recipes, and with Italian food in general, is contrasting salt and sweet in the same dish. And that really kind of makes this dish feel more sophisticated and more satisfying, ultimately, because it's not monotonous, it's not monotone, it's not just low pH. It has different flavors that really kind of overtake your palate and make you feel satisfied.
So you were both saying that you could, in fact, if you were doing this as your only entree, you could, in fact, double this portion. You're coming in at close to 1,000 calories, which is not insane when you're having a good-sized bowl of pasta. I found that I didn't even need it, and that is an extraordinary thing for me to say. But I was thinking that, you know, if I'm having a dinner, it's a weekend, I might add just a little extra protein on the side. How would you feel about that?
Well, this is part of a meal in our mind. So you could start with the right portion here, just laid out as it is at 476 calories, mm-hmm. and then do a little grilled chicken and a salad afterwards. You know, have it be a full meal if you're going to have people over as guests.
Fantastic.
Just don't put grilled chicken breast on top of your pasta or else it comes to your house again.
The pasta police.
I see what's happened to you on the road.
The pasta police are alive and well. They're enforcement of basic rules of pasta conduct.
I know it. I know what you're saying.
And here again, it's the pasta water. I mean, if you take nothing else away from this book, and believe me, there are millions other tips and ways to change how you cook pasta, but using that pasta water is key. It gives you the sauce, it gives extra flavor, and it's calorie-free.
I love the balance in every recipe. It's not just the balance between protein and carbs and fat and all that. It's the balance between flavor, like the raisins adding the sweetness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the salt and, right? Every pasta has a little bit of everything.
So here's a penne with asparagus and perfect time for that. Some extra virgin olive oil, penne, lemon juice, fresh chives, a little bit of goat cheese, and grated grana padano.
Right. So again, it's a low-fat goat cheese if you really want to keep the calories right. Here it just says fresh goat cheese, and we've accounted for that in the calorie count. And it's low. It's 430 calories. It's even lower than the vast majority of the other recipes in the book. And the heat of the pasta sort of melts it all down when you mix it together. So it's not a cold pasta dish, but it's a no-cook pasta dish. And, you know, goat cheese is so flavorful. And right now, particularly asparagus, as the spring starts to roll in some parts of the country, not so much in the Northeast, but, you know, as the spring starts to roll in, the asparagus are beautiful and they're flavorful and they can be sweet. So it's a lovely, lovely sauce.
There's an orzo with mint and peas, spicy shells with sweet potatoes, a linguine with pancetta, peas, and zucchini. There's a pasta with cauliflower, sun-dried tomatoes, and garlic. This is getting you to try the vegetable combinations that you see across the regions of Italy that we would not normally do. You see this in the Bastianich restaurants, and you try them there, and then you say, oh, my God, these are a revelation. Linguine with caramelized onions and radicchio. Let's turn to the olive oil section, because you've got a penne with broccoli, garlic, and oil. This is a classic. It's so easy and so delicious. 470 calories.
Don't be afraid to overcook your broccoli here, because if you really, and that's the way I like to do it, and you can do it more al dente or more cooked for this vegetable, for this recipe, but if you leave your broccoli in a pan and let them have a slow simmer stew with a little bit of olive oil, maybe adding in a little water every once in a while, they will eventually break down and make their own broccoli pesto. And then that's the perfect point when you still have some chunks of perfectly soft broccoli and then a broccoli pesto that mixed with the olive oil. mixed its own perfect sauce. I mean, that's really the nirvana of this dish for me.
Right, and to that point, we roast the broccoli prior. So you put it a little bit on a, you know, you don't even need oil. You could put it on a baking sheet with a piece of parchment paper, so you don't need any oil, and that's like a cooking technique. If you want to roast some vegetables in the oven, put them on parchment. You don't need any oil. And that gives them that little sort of toasted brown, and then, like Joe said, then you let that golden goodness that you got in the oven sort of soften and melt down as you have them sauteing in the pan. And that holds true for, like, cherry tomatoes, too. There's a recipe in the book where you roast the cherry tomatoes, and the heat of the oven, you know, intensifies the sugars, the sweetness, and it gives them that little roasted flavor. So the ingredients you choose are also important. So not just the vegetables roasted in the oven, but if you use sun-dried tomatoes, the ones that are dried, not packed in oil, and you reconstitute them in water yourself, almost zero calories. Anchovies, capers, all the herbs. We use a lot of thyme, a lot of mint. These are all very flavorful products that don't have a high caloric impact.
Mm. Healthy Pasta is their book. We have early copies of this. We're talking with Joseph Bastianich and Tanya Bastianich Manwali. They are a brother and sister. They are also the adult children of Lydia Bastianich, so they have grown up knowing a thing or two about pasta. You know that from this conversation, but we all know in terms of heritage, the heritage that you come from. So appreciate you being on the show and making these copies of the book available to us and our listeners. So there's a linguine with broccoli rabe, garlic, and anchovies. Can we say something about anchovies? Many people will say, I don't like them. And yet, if they're used as just a back note, a flavoring agent in recipes, people often can't tell, but they think, wow, something is so interesting in this sauce. Go ahead, you two.
I think that is key, what you just said. Most people don't even know that if you take anchovies and you disintegrate them in the base of a sauce and then keep cooking and you add your vegetables or whatever you're going to do for the rest of the condiment for the pasta, people don't even know they're in there. But they add that extra texture or layer of flavor.
So your pasta is on, you've got a skillet going, and you toast panko breadcrumbs until they're golden. And you put them in a bowl, put in just a teaspoon of olive oil, toss it with a little grana padano, which is less expensive but a beautiful cheese. And then you cook the broccoli rabe as you do, and then you add garlic to your sauté pan, and it turns golden, and then you add in the anchovies, and they melt, just as Tanya says. They dissolve in oil. Then your broccoli rabe that's been cooked goes in, and it starts to wilt, and you add in some hot pepper flakes and a little bit of that pasta water, that cooking trick. And then this simmers together with the broccoli rabe for about 12 minutes or so. And then you turn up the heat, the water reduces, everything caramelizes, everything comes together, and you put in the linguine, and it is, you've got this beautiful, beautiful sauce for your pasta, and you've got these breadcrumbs on the top. Fantastic. Honestly, absolutely fantastic. Okay, and we're going to take a quick break. You two, please stay where you are. We're going to be talking about probably my favorite pasta, which is this plain, butter, olive oil, and cheese. And they have figured a way to do this. It comes in at 440 calories. It's unbelievable. I really could eat this every single day. So on my island when I'm stranded, this is what's going to wash up on shore. With this cookbook, please. All right. Stay where you are. Chris Prosperi, we are going to take a break with you because we want to send this book right to you. That's what we do during fundraising. And no secret, we are saying, please make a contribution so that we can stay on the air and bring you more of this. What makes us want to get up in the morning is to share the leading lights of communities all around us around the world. And we have two of them right here on the show. And the creative product that they have produced, Healthy Pasta, is unbelievable. 100 recipes, all under 500 calories. Here's the toll-free number for $6 a month. It is yours as our thank you. 1-800-584-2788. And I'm with Lee Newton.
Yes, and what a great book this is. You know, Faith Middleton is always here, and she is telling us about the books, the products, the restaurants, the performances. She's on the front lines giving us the great stuff. And today she has brought us an amazing book, Healthy Pasta, The Sexy, Skinny, and Smart Way to Eat Your Favorite Food. We would love to send this book to you for a contribution of $6 a month to WNPR and all the programming that you enjoy here at this station. So we would love to do that. Why don't you get started today by calling us up or going online and giving, because there are some amazing recipes in this book. We've been talking about it and enjoying it. And, you know, there's a lot of diets out there today that really want you to completely upend the way that you eat. And if you want to do that, that's fine. But personally, I'd rather sort of moderate, find those small, healthy changes. And this is the book that's really going to help you do it. Not that it's a diet book. It's just great, healthy, flavorful pasta recipes, all under 500 calories. Amazing. And they're so good. So if you'd like to have this, and of course, we are a pasta-loving state here in Connecticut, this is perfect for us. Then call us up right now and we'll send it to you as our gift to you for supporting WNPR and Faith Middleton today. Go to WNPR.org, click on the Donate Now button, or you can call us at 1-800-584-2788.
You can go online to WNPR.org. If you're going to the phone, please bring your credit card. And as we proceed, we're going to tell you about the pasta with tomatoes, olives, and capers, how to do the spaghetti fra diavolo with shrimp. Yes, every recipe under 500 calories. There's a spaghetti bolognese. How many of us love that dish? There's a rigatoni with fennel and sausage. Again, 466 calories. A terrific amount of pasta. These two, Tanya and Joe Bastianich, daughter and son of Lydia Bastianich, have been so fabulous in the research they have done and what they know to create powerful flavors, to defat things, to end up with pastas that are so healthy. You can double these recipes and make it your entree, or you can use it as a course, as is suggested. And I am now going to do that instead of just thinking a big bowl of pasta, a course, and then on you go to have a little protein and maybe a salad. Beautiful, beautiful recipes done the true Italian way. There's a ziti, even a chicken liver sauce, which is a beautiful thing for me. There's a chickpea flour ziti with pesto and string beans. There's something here for vegetarians, for vegans. There is something here for our gluten-free people because they have that gluten-free homemade pasta that they serve at the restaurants that they have spent so much time on. For $6 a month, we're happy to send it to you. You can do a one-time contribution. Toll-free, I am thrilled about this book, 1-800-584-2788, and I can tell you are too.
Yes, and you know, if you've ever been to Italy, you see a lot of slim, trim, healthy, happy people, and they eat pasta every single day. It's just about knowing how to eat it, and that's what this book unlocks the secret to, how to cook it, how to use the ingredients, portion control. And once you've got all of the Bastianich tricks at your disposal, you're going to know how to cook pasta and do it in a healthy way. And what a great thing this is for us. It's an amazing resource. We'd love to send it to you with our thanks when you join us here at WNPR. $6 a month, and you will get this great hardcover book. There's 185 pages. Tons of color photos, which a lot of us like to have those color photos so we know what we're cooking. That's there for you. All you have to do to get started is to join us right now by going to the phone 1-800-584-2788 or going online to WNPR.org. $6 a month. Do it right now.
Sophia Loren, who I think is the most beautiful woman in all the world, says that she eats pasta every day. I get it now how she gets away with that. I see now what she is doing. Thank you, Lee. 1-800-584-2788, and thanks.
I eat antipasta twice just because she is so nice, Angelina. Angelina, waitress at the pizzeria. I keep soup and minestrone just to be with her alone, Angelina. Angelina, waitress at the pizzeria. Ti voglio bene. Angelina, I adore you. Evil, you been? Angelina, I live for you. In passione. You have set my heart on fire. But Angelina never listens to my song.
I'm Faith Middleton. Thanks for listening to our song here on the Food Schmooze. The book is Healthy Pasta, and it is a love song to pasta. The Bastianiches have healthified these sauces and this pasta, right, Chris?
Under 500 calories.
Yeah, 100 recipes. And let me talk with you both, Joseph and Tanya, about, oh, I'm going to slaughter this. Is it spaghetti cacio e pepe?
Perfect.
Oh, good. Thank goodness I've not humiliated myself yet again. We're talking about butter, olive oil, pasta, and cheese. And it is my favorite way to
Classic.
Have pasta. And I feel guilty every time I do it. And here you have told me how to do it for 440 calories.
Yeah, so it's, you know, again, like Joe mentioned, it's really not cooking so much with the cheese, but putting at the end so you maximize the flavor. I mean, and kids love this too. Kids love, you know, it's the Italian version of yucky American macaroni and cheese, right? But with really great cheeses like Grana Padano. And if you don't like pecorino, you can change the balance between the pecorino and the Grana Padano. But you kind of make this sort of lightly soupy base for it, and that gives it this luscious flavor. And we pump up the pepper a little bit more to give it a little extra flavor in the salt, because that's going to bring out a lot of the cheese flavor. So there is a little bit of that going on here. But, yeah, it's the classic.
Mm. That is a dish that just makes me swoon. Okay, let's do cavatappi with fresh tomato and ricotta sauce. Again, skim ricotta, ripe tomatoes. We're going to get to that season, I promise you. Extra virgin olive oil, red pepper flakes, chopped scallions, garlic cloves, fresh basil, and again, as a flavoring agent at the end, grated Grana Padano, which is now available in any, you know, halfway large cheese counter. So tell me, what cut is cavatappi?
Literally means corkscrew. So it's one of these pastas that is really good for chunky sauces because it kind of gets in there with the pasta. It's good for absorbing liquid. Cavatappi, for me, is one of my favorite cuts of pasta, I have to say.
Me too. I feel the same. As a child, and even now as a grown-up, I was so excited when I saw those corkscrews coming to the table. So I still have a sweet place in my heart. So again, the key is the skim ricotta, using the pasta water. There's a lot of flavor boosting in this recipe.
Oh, sure. There's basil, scallions, the red pepper flakes. And here we roast those cherry tomatoes in the oven. So they intensify. I like the way the skins get a little dry and sort of separate from the inside pulp of the cherry tomatoes. And they're sweet when warm and delicious when they come out of the oven. And you just toss them in and mix them.
Can I ask, rigatoni alla norma, this is a classic on many Italian-American restaurant menus. Is that a recipe from Italy, made in a certain region of Italy, or is it something that happened when Italians moved here?
That's an original Sicilian recipe, and the Normans occupied Sicily. So that's where that comes from. And it's similar,
Normans.
Except that one has eggplant as well. So, again, you don't have to fry the eggplant. You can also, as well, put that in the oven and cut it in cubes and roast it down a little bit and then toss it in.
But that's the genius of what you did here, which is to cut that eggplant up and then toss it in a little bit of olive oil and then roast it at high heat. And that keeps the eggplant from absorbing tremendous amounts of oil. Which
exactly.
Is, yeah, it's a mistake we all make. So I love puttanesca. I never tire of it. So
favorite.
Here's a fusilli with tomatoes, olives, and capers, puttanesca style. You all know how that's made. 419 calories. What's the trick in this recipe?
Well, there's no real trick. It's pretty similar. You know, you have the anchovies that are going to melt down and they're going to give it that flavor. You're going to put capers in brine, not in oil. So, you know, they're and you're going to drain them. So, again, the capers give a huge pack of flavor. The oregano, if you can get the long branch of Sicilian oregano in cellophane and shake it and get the flakes, and that's with everything. Ground your own fresh ground pepper. Buy the best herbs that you can find. And, you know, oregano dried, of course, is very intense. It adds a lot of flavor because because that's where you're going to save on calories, and it's going to be a healthier dish by choosing these better, more flavorful ingredients.
Tell me again about why peeled tomatoes have less sodium.
Yeah, if you buy the can of Sammarzanos that are not crushed, the whole tomato itself, the way they pack it, they just don't need to add the salt or as much salt. So it has less sodium, which is healthy for you in many other ways besides sort of, you know, a caloric content, but it's also less water retention and plain old healthy, the you know, lesser salt.
So the spaghetti fra diavolo with shrimp, 445 calories, shrimp, olive oil, garlic, cherry peppers, anchovy fillets, crushed red pepper, dry white wine, Sammarzano tomatoes, and dried oregano, the fresh basil, and Italian parsley. Oh, what a great dish.
Well, I think you've said it all. You've just listed a list of incredibly flavorful ingredients. Again, the cherry peppers are not in oil. They're in vinegar. You can drain them. They give it that extra kick. There's more peperoncino, so a little bit spicy. And, you know, you can regulate that. If you're not about super spicy, put a little less.
Here's something I've always wanted to ask great chefs, and you two are perfect for this. Is it possible, you know, when we cook shrimp, I save the shells and I throw them in a plastic bag and just toss the shells in the freezer. And then to make a simple stock, I just boil them in some water and there you go. And if I'm making rice or something, I'll cook it in that water. I've got a shrimp stock rice. Is it possible to do the same thing with your pasta water and have your pasta absorb that seafood flavor for a recipe like this? Could you do it?
What are you talking about? Like the actual pasta boiling water?
Yes, I am. I'm saying, could you use the shrimp shells in that water that you're using to cook the pasta in and have the pasta absorb the stock flavor?
I think that if you talk about boiling pasta in anything other than water and salt, you're getting into heretical territory.
That's the police again.
Really,
I hear the sirens.
Really,
I'm going to try this. I'm sorry.
Some insane Tuscans and the drunken stupor once boil pasta and red wine. But aside from the pasta with shrimp water is definitely no bueno as far as I'm concerned.
Really? Tanya, what do you think?
There are a couple of exceptions to the rule in Italy, not with shrimp shells. But, for example, if you go to Genova and they make a true pesto alla genovese, some people, the string beans that go in their pesto alla genovese, they will cook them in the same water with the pasta. But it's very few exceptions.
The other exception is like some examples, and I know Lydia does this, and I've seen in Italy, where you just basically cook the pasta in the sauce. And that's a whole other balancing act of having the exact amount of liquid, almost exact, necessary at the start to finish with a perfectly reduced sauce and a perfectly cooked pasta, capturing all the starch in it. But, you know, that's expert-level cookery, I would say, probably.
Listen, I was just trying to get a question that I've had for years answered, so forgive me.
And she wants all the shrimp shells out of her freezer.
Yes.
But you're doing a great thing by making that stock and using it in other ways, and you could use it as a base for a seafood sauce, but I don't know if you would cook the pasta with the shells together.
No, I don't mean with the shells. I mean strain the shells out of the water and then cook the pasta in that shrimp shell stock is what I'm talking about. But let's move on. Spaghetti with turkey meatballs. So we have onions and carrot and celery, what the French would say a mirepoix, Italian parsley, garlic, a ground turkey breast, egg, grana padano cheese, dried breadcrumbs, extra virgin olive oil, Sammarzano tomatoes in a can, dried oregano, red pepper flakes, fresh basil. Are you kidding me? 496 calories.
This is a great one because you use the mirepoix both as a base for the Sammarzano tomato sauce and you put it in the turkey meatball. So you're double usage on your mirepoix. And it has a lot of full flavor. Turkey meatballs are very, very satisfying, especially when you cook them in the Sammarzano tomato sauce. And it's just, there's nothing that, I love this dish because it doesn't feel like you're holding back at all when you eat it. It's fully satisfying. It's filling. It has everything a spaghetti and meatball should give you. and it remains under 500 calories.
This, you know, it's so satisfying, like Joe said. I mean, it pushes the limit, right? Some of our recipes were 430. This is 496, so you're getting close to the 500. But 500 calories for spaghetti and meatballs?
I mean, I know.
It's amazing. Well, and here again, you bake the meatballs. You're not frying them. You're not adding that extra oil. It's a little bit about the technique. It really is. And this can be used for many of pasta recipes, not just the ones in this book.
Yes, a spaghetti bolognese. There's a bucatini with sausage and peppers. There's a rigatoni with fennel and sausage. There's a pasta with sun-dried tomato pesto, a linguine with shrimp and lemon, one of my favorites, spaghetti alla vongola, I'm so predictable, another one of my favorites. There is a pasta with corn and lobster in here. There is a breakfast pasta frittata, 383 calories per serving, served in a cast iron skillet to the table. This is an extraordinary book. Tanya Bastianich-Manwali, Joe Bastianich, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Faith.
Thank you. Now I'm good and hungry. So fortunately, I'm at Eataly, so I'm going to go get
pasta counter.
You're killing me. You're just killing me. Thank you so much. All right. Healthy Pasta is the book, and we'd be happy to send this to your door. I'm with Chris Prosperi. I thank you, Chris, of Metro Beast Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut. For $6 a month, it is our thanks back to you and 100 recipes, each one 500 calories or less. Healthy Pasta from the Bastianiches, Joe and Tanya. 1-800-584-2788. Thank you.
And all you have to do is give $6 a month to support great NPR programming like the Faith Middleton Show, The Food Schmooze, and we would be so pleased to send you this amazing book, Healthy Pasta, The Sexy, Skinny, and Smart Way to Eat Your Favorite Food. So many recipes, all under 500 calories, and it's a fantastic book. We would love to send it to you if you've been inspired to go out and cook some pasta and do it in a new way, to use the great tips that the Bastianiches have offered to us, using the pasta water, using the citrus zest, using certain, you know, lower fat cheeses. There are ways to do it where you can up the health and lower the calories on pasta dishes that you love so much. So do it right now and support WNPR at the same time. This is how we have continued here, how Faith has been here for over 30 years, bringing you amazing cooking, amazing food, amazing inspiration, the richness of life. That's what she does so well. Support it today by calling us at 1-800-584-2788.
As you can see, Lee is a peach of a person. this is, by the way, Lee, you've got to make this one in particular that I asked Chris to make straight out of the book.
Oh, I'm in.
Crazy good linguine with caramelized onions, bacon, and olives under 500 calories. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
There's pastas for every season in here, too, right? There's pastas for the spring, pastas that you can make in the height of the summer,
and
pastas you can make in the dead of winter. There is
no weather to pasta for me. There is no weather. Anyway, it is fabulous. One of the books I'm the most excited about in years. Healthy Pasta. Really 500 calories and under? Yes. Is it a lot of pasta in your bowl? More than I expected, I'll tell you that. A fusilli with tomatoes, olives, and capers, so that's puttanesca style. And on it, there's a fra diavolo with shrimp. All the pastas we love. I think this could sell a billion in Italy, believe it or not. Mm. So I think this could be a world hit. Honestly, I'm not kidding about that. 1-800-584-2788. They make you see you don't have to suffer in terms of your health or satisfaction when you defat these recipes. It's our philosophy, Chris, of using certain fats and spices and herbs as flavoring agents. And that includes olive oil and all the other things that add calories. There's a way to do this, and they tell you how, and it is so simple.
Genius.
Anybody can do it. $6 a month, and it's our thank you gift to you. If you want, you can go online to WNPR.org and click on the donate button, and you will see the list of thank you gifts. But really, please, I beg you, have a look at this. 1-800-584-2788.
And for $6 a month, supporting WNPR, you're going to have a book you're going to turn to over and over again. You're going to look to it. It's going to become a staple in your kitchen, or give it as a gift, because I bet you know someone who would love to have this book and would love to adopt these great pasta recipes that are healthier, that are lower calorie, but still have so much flavor packed into them. You know, and sometimes pasta just hits the spot better than anything else. It's so satisfying.
Sometimes.
All the time, maybe. Yeah, all the,
honestly, this is my new Bible in the house. I hate to say that.
But, you know, before a big workout, you know, there's nothing better than pasta. So I don't want to give it up. I know you don't either. So if you'd like to figure out a better way of cooking pasta and having great recipes you're going to turn to again and again, pick up this book as your thank you gift today when you support WNPR. Here's the number again, 1-800-584-2788.
It's been 2 hours, I think, since I had that serving from Chris Prosperi right straight out of the book, and I am not hungry. Honestly, I swear to you. Call us now, 1-800-584-2788. If you've already called, we thank you so much because you are part of the team where our relationship gets to continue and you keep public radio and this jewel, I think, because I'm a listener too and a user of the websites, and thousands of you are going to the Food Schmooze website. Thank you so much. 1-800-584-2788 with Lee Newton and Chris Prosperi. Thanks. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast on your schedule. And when you need a little more party in your life, we're here online at foodschmooze.org. And we hope you'll talk with us on Facebook. We're at Faith Middleton Food Schmooze.